talk some college football right now. We are joined by a running back for Pitt. In fact, the ACC running back of the week. He had a career high, 235 yards, 3 touchdowns in Saturday's win over Virginia Tech, more than 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns this season. The 6th player in Pitt history with 2 1,000-yard seasons. Pitt is 6-4. They're in first place in the ACC Coastal Division, and they're at Wake Forest on Saturday. Another big game there. Quadri Olsson is my guest. Quadri, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, man. Great. Great to have you on. Listen, you had an absolutely monstrous game on Saturday. I know you're already thinking about this week's game against Wake Forest, but can you take us back to the weekend? You scored in that first quarter, then you had your second TD of the game in the fourth quarter, and then the game got the ball back on its own 3-yard line. What were you thinking there before the start of that play? Because it was on that play where you went legend.
You know, it was funny. Before the play, you know, I was talking to Darren, the other running back, and you know, we were kind of just joking around. Just, you know, I asked him, like, you think I can go 97 yards? And, you know, we kind of just laughed about it. And he was like, I don't know, but if you do, like, you'll have the record. You know, and you always, as a kid, or, you know, as any player, you always dream about getting a run that long. You know, so, you know, it was just funny that we kind of talked about it before it happened. You know, he had the previous record of 92 yards. And, you know, I broke his record. You know, he got it last year, and I broke it this year. And it was just funny. It was all, you know, it was a good feeling, though. You know, an amazing feeling on senior day. You know, you couldn't really script a better story than that.
Quadri Olsson joining us. Darren, of course, is Darren Hall. I mean, for those who had not seen it, and we just played it right now on CBS Sports Network, I mean, you hit that hole, you rip off that 97-yard TD run, and it included a nasty, nasty stiff arm. How good did it feel to stiff arm, to get a stiff arm like that off, and to finish that play, and know that nobody was going to run you down?
You know, it felt good. You know, I had a play earlier in the year, my second game of the season, where it was kind of a, you know, similar situation. I think it might have been like the 4-yard line, but, you know, I broke out, ended up getting caught and pushed out of bounds for like a 65-yard run. You know, so when I broke, I told myself, I'm not going to just get pushed out of bounds this time. I'm going to at least try to, you know, whether it's cut back or run the guy over. But as a running back, you know, it's our job to make a guy miss, to get those extra yards, to run a guy over, you know, to extend plays. And that's something that we always preach here at Pitt, is, you know, being able to extend plays. You know, anybody can run through an open hole. You know, that doesn't make you a good running back. What makes you good is being able to extend plays, make people miss, get those yards after contact. And, you know, and I think we do a good job of that.
Well, you did your job. And one more thought about Darren Hall. You know, from the outside, it seems like the two of you guys trade back and forth who's going to have the dominant game, and you're both incredibly supportive of each other. I mean, it'd be so easy to be so competitive and so caught up in your own situation, but it seems like the better the other one does, the more happy you are. How have the two of you been able to kind of work that out and support each other the way you have?
Just, you know, our motto around here in Pittsburgh is that iron sharpens iron. You know, we make each other better. Competition brings out the best, you know, in the player. You know, that's my brother. I love him to death. And, you know, I know he feels the same about me. And it's good to have, like, friendly competition. You know, I know and he knows that neither of us can take a day off. You know, we can't take a day off in practice, you know, take a day off in a game or anything like that, because, you know, we're just as equally as good, you know, as one another. And, you know, especially, you know, it's all competition and practice. When we get to the game, you know, we're one big family. You know, we support each other. He supports me. I support him. And that's how it's been for 4 years. You know, it was like that my redshirt freshman year. He was a true freshman playing. And, you know, we've gotten really close over the last 4 years that I've known him. And, you know, he'll be a friend of mine, a brother of mine for the rest of my life.
It's tremendous. You talk about family. Aaron Donald was hyping you on Twitter Saturday. What's it mean to get that kind of love from a player and a Pitt legend like him?
That was huge. Getting a tweet from AD, you know, and AD doesn't tweet a lot.
Right?
You go down his Twitter, he doesn't tweet a lot. So, you know, to get that recognition from him, you know, I see him, you know, when he's here training in the off season pretty much every day. so we talk a little bit. But definitely for him to go out of his way, go out of his time, you know, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, you know, Pro Bowler, Defensive Player of the Year. To get that recognition from him, man, is definitely huge. It's definitely an honor. And, you know, I was surprised when I saw that, man. Just excited, though.
Hey, listen, one more member of that family, too. James Conner was fired up on Twitter. You responded that he was the one who set the standard. How would you describe the standard that James set, and how do you go about matching that or trying to match that?
Well, you know, when I came here and I was a freshman and I redshirted my freshman year, you know, James set a high standard, you know, for really my class, you know, his sophomore year, 1,800 yards, ACC Player of the Year. You know, and he just really just kept the standard going that was set by guys that came before him. So what I mean by he set the standard for me, for Darren, and, you know, and it's our job to set the standard for other guys to come. But, you know, just the standard of being a Pitt running back, what that means, you know, is really just being physical, being blue collar, being tough, you know, and you've seen it. And running backs that have been here in the past, whether it was James or Tony Dorsett or Ironhead Hayward, you know, Shady McCoy, I can go on and on all day. You know, he really set a foundation. He really set the standard for running backs of the future, for, you know, people like myself. And, you know, it's hard. You know, I look up to James. You know, he's a role model of mine, you know, even though we're around the same age, but he's still a role model of mine. And I'm happy that I have him as a friend. You know, somebody I can call and talk to any day.
You know, there have been so many great running backs, and you mentioned them. I'm really glad you mentioned Ironhead Hayward. He was one of my favorites. God, I used to love having him on the show and
Definitely.
Watching him play. I'm so glad you mentioned him. Listen, you've got a couple of games left in the regular season, and your career is not over. But when you leave Heinz Field for the last time and you look back at your time at Pitt, what kind of thoughts do you think you'll have?
You know, definitely my last game at Heinz. You know, being the performance that we had as a team, you know, not only with my run, but, you know, rushing for 494 yards, you know, in a game, you know, the most, I think, in Heinz Field. You know, just everything we did as a team, you know, just winning that game and really just setting us up, you know, one step closer to really getting our goals. But you definitely got to think of, like, the big wins, you know, that came in Heinz Field, you know, with this one, and then, you know, last year against Miami, you know, beating Penn State a few years ago. You know, I think those are the memories that will last with me for a lifetime.
And then a final thought, you don't just share the love with your offensive linemen, you do it also on Instagram as well. What's a hog check, and why is that something you like to do?
It's, you know, our O-line calls themselves the Hogs, and, you know, the running backs, you know, we call ourselves the Stable. You know, Darren has a nickname, Stallion. You know, it's just, you know, Hogs, they're the ones that, you know, they do the dirty work. You know, they get dirty. You know, they're in the trenches. You know, they don't get all the credit. But they're in there, you know, doing the dirty work so we can, you know, we can look good, you know, so the horses can look good. You know, so, you know, you got to give those guys all the credit that they deserve, and they deserve that credit. George, you know, Aston is a part of that. You know, he's in our room, but, you know, he's a part of that. But you got to give them the credit that they deserve, because they deserve, you know, more than they get. You know, they don't get to score touchdowns. They don't get to, you know, do all those kind of things. So, you know, the credit that they get is all the credit that they deserve.
Well, hearing that and having this conversation, pretty easy to see why you guys are where you are right now. 6-4, first place in the ACC Coastal Division. That is your ACC Running Back of the Week, a career-high 235 yards and 3 touchdowns. Next up, Pitt is at Wake Forest on Saturday. Quadri Olison, my guest. Quadri, great to have you on. Really great conversation. Nice to have you, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're a good dude. Have a great day.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you very much. What a class act.